agenda that didn't even send us back. This is just explaining her. Thank you. in the report, I'm going to open now for comment or for input from members.
Even more for drama is that The theory also, of the Lord Harris also, separates the area that's suitable for housing development vis-a-vis the area of the farm that's not suitable. And he excludes that from, and as well as Mr. Rosen, exclude that from the pre-meetings cost. Now it cannot be true, because if you buy a piece of property and it is 7 feet on the property, you cannot now say you exclude the area that's on the 7 feet and then maybe just pay for the area that's not on the 7 feet. And if I have to suitable for the erection of housing, but certainly you know, you can develop a sports field, open spaces, greenery. In conclusion, Chen, my view, what I gathered of going through all the documentation, there is not clear evidence on the face of the evidence that's presented before us that the city that was irregularly purchased the farm, firstly, and secondly, that the city paid too much for when they acquired a particular farm. But then again, we can go through the reasons, I may miss out something. And perhaps we need to get the officials here that we can identify that we've come, including on the law hearing, so that we can interrogate them on the information that we have in front of us. Because this on its own is not going to convince me that there is some sort of irregularity in the purchase of the Joanna farm. Neither am I convinced on the evidence in front of me that there was political interference. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
evaluated at this amount, and then the other evaluated at this amount. Now, who are we going to get to give us the right evaluation? Because these are two evaluations that they totally opposite to each other. So also we have two causes, especially because of the evaluation is of the evidence to say that how do we, I'm trying to unpack so that we understand that what we are saying is that what is it that we are going to fact-finding on behalf of member veterans. What facts do we need to find from this agenda? Are we going to try to find what it was escalated? That allegation has the merit to it. And if we do that, where is it that? Whom are we going to call? What information are we going to get? And then who's going to make sure that, or what procedure are we going to take to say that we are on the right track to do that? To what extent our mandate is going to help us to get that first funding to the member breaker as one eye? This is the truth about the allegation that you are putting through to say the amount has been escalated or inflated for the member. So it's a little bit difficult for me to say that what is the number.
For me, when I think of an allegation that comes with
But my first question is, what are the English offences? So, yes, there are offences in there, but for example, if I bought this table, if the other one bought this table, then I would like to know that there's a law that says the other one, you are not allowed to buy this down table, and therefore that is the English offence, or section of the law, or whatever it is. So, I'm just making an example. And if there's an alleged offence, maybe the procedural officer or even the legal service department can assist us just for us to understand the respective mandate and jurisdiction of this committee, and perhaps even tell us that, okay, if this falls under our mandate, what is the step-by-step way that such a matter must be dealt with? It would be wonderful just to hear what legal has to say. And I just to find out, so the information in Membeinenen's documents, were these allegations put when you engaged the various stakeholders, was the information put to the stakeholders, and then these four documents at the back, was the submission then from the department and the submission then from the city of Cape Town, or was this just extra information that Membeinenen submitted?
Thank you. put the allegations to the people or the institution and request them to like provide reasons or to answer or to give their people. But chairperson, I take my lead from yourself as well as the future and we go in this regard.
Thank you.
He believed that he was inflated. As Bruno knows, it's an initiative. We will have to get an independent person. Then they are thinking that it is inflated, that it's really inflated. And the other one, which I must say sometimes I'm kind of elaborated a lot, is the political matter, you know. Not spoken, that he was political matter, you know. So I think maybe we can say, before I give the honor of my job, just also give to the professor of political, we can say maybe at our level, let's begin. I think must always be there, and we have spent some time also that we probably spend 10 or 15 or half an hour at our next meeting, just getting some guidance from the
investigation will take the inquisitor. for your sort of investigation, and we will need to have an initiator to lead us in terms of inquisition. But we do have to decide that now, I think that the legal can sort of guide us in terms of, you know, what how we should approach it. But certainly, I'm in full agreement with the direction that you have given us.
No. They don't know. Because this was never mentioned by the Auditor General. I don't think we must read it now with the Auditor General. I don't think it will be.
Okay,
so they are coming on their normal visit to us, not for problem. No, they will just be coming because they conditioned every year today. So hopefully all the 28 will be here. So it won't be for the problem. As you say, the assembly. And it happened not to be in the assembly. So I think that's not. Now, also, one of the issues that I want to raise with the
what the issue was raised at the previous time, I've also spoken to the Commissioner of Office and Analysis, the issue of these study tours while we are doing the program. Now, we're supposed to, I think, the issue of dealing when we are dealing with accountability. What I regard as key in accountability is the whole question of ethics. You know, when you are holding other people accountable, you should understand the values and ethics of holding other people accountable. So obviously, some of those tools that tools will be about also learning best practice experiences. And I believe best practice experience we learn this in NI and external. We can start, it was Honorable America who mentioned this. We can even go to national, by going to national parliament, this is the national forum, seeing how they do things there, like even I said in the previous meeting that the chairperson of the SCOBA national parliament was invited by the EU. Go and share experiences. And you don't have to be invited at the EU, you know. So, and also maybe by the other provinces within the country, we can learn best practice how they do, how they conduct accountability. And after provinces, it can be studied. You know, we study it locally, then take it regionally, before we can say, let's go and learn international best practice. So we need in identifying those things to several officers. Those are some of the things you must ask when looking to one thing that is. You know, I know last year we were going to be visited by the city of Strasbourg.
Yeah.
I know. Because they don't just speak on the Western Gate for nothing. It's because there's something that they see that we might be doing right, they think they can learn. On the same basis as well, they can be other. Every other province that we can learn something there. So maybe it might be the spirit of that. I don't know what I want to do in the future of our life. In terms of learning best practice. Some of the areas we can get best practice.
this blur nothing up during the normal course of visit. It is interesting to know that the component in this matter has also been intensive for housing in the city of Cape Town. And this matter occurred before and while he was there. And when he really left the city and he joined the former opposing political party, he only then became missionary. That's why he raised it here now. It's more, there's a suspicion there, pardon.
Thank you.